This is the trailer for the Pronatalism Conference in Austin, Texas, back in 2023.
Because the future belongs to those who show up.
Driven by prominent Silicon Valley personalities and pro-Trump hard-right conservatives, it's a growing movement of people who are pretty vocal about whether or not people are having babies.
The entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children.
Many of them claim that the US and the world is teetering on the precipice of a dramatic decline in birth rates, which will have catastrophic consequences.
Basically, civilization will die with a whimper in adult diapers.
And we should all breed more to save humanity.
We're going to have more than seven if we can, basically, until my uterus is forcibly removed in a botched surgery. I'm going to keep going.
And it's not just in the US. Governments around the world are introducing policies to incentivize women to bear more children, and in some cases, restricting access to contraception. But global population growth isn't that simple. It's still growing in many countries, and while birth rates are declining elsewhere, it's for a whole host of different reasons. So why is it that having babies has become so political?
Now, the global population is projected to hit an all-time high on Tuesday, reaching the landmark figure of 8 billion people.
On the 15th of November, 2022, the world marked the birth of its 8 billionth inhabitant. That's three times the population in 1950. Population growth is still happening. But what pronatalists point to is low fertility rates in the Western world. Because if low fertility is sustained, population decline follows roughly a generation later. According to UN estimates, about 60% of people live in countries where fertility levels are below the recognised replacement level. That's when a population exactly replaces itself from one generation to the next. On average, this is about 2.1 births for every woman. In South Korea, which already had the world's lowest rate, it fell to just 0.72 in 2023, and 0.55 in the capital, Seoul. In England and Wales, the birth rate as of 2023 is 1.44. In the US, it was 1.6 last year, and in China, it's now approaching 1.0. Even Nordic countries, who have a successful track record of boosting birth rates, have seen an increased decline in fertility. If the current trend continues, research suggests that by 2050, populations will be declining in more than half of European countries, and by the end of this century, 97% of the planet will have fertility rates below what is necessary to sustain their population. So pronatalists are right about fertility rates. They are projected to fall quite drastically in many countries around the world. But the consequences of such a fall are less clear. Pronatalists fear that it will lead to economic collapse, which is a fear shared by many countries with rapidly falling fertility rates. To help support us and to keep up to date with all the stuff we've got coming, don't forget to subscribe.
Family sizes have been steadily shrinking around the industrialized world for decades.
Faced with populations that are living longer, but not always in good health, and with fewer working age people to support them, many governments have offered financial incentives to encourage people to have children, while others have launched marketing campaigns. In Taiwan, a presidential candidate suggested giving people a free pet if they had a baby, while Italy and Greece have offered per-child baby bonuses. The South Korean government, since 2006, has invested $270 billion into social and economic programs encouraging higher fertility. But these policies just aren't working, despite the fact that childcare subsidies, flexible working policies, and better parental leave are definitely helpful. The problem is that these target-driven campaigns end up putting the burden of responsibility on women, rather than directly addressing societal and structural issues that falling birth rates are thought to cause. In the US, the conservative drive around pronatalism is often bound up in arguments to further restrict abortion and reproductive rights. Iran has also restricted access to abortion, and state hospitals and clinics have stopped distributing contraception and banned vasectomies. And Poland's near-total ban on abortion in 2021 took effect shortly before the government announced its strategy to boost fertility. And China's State Council recently announced the goal of reducing non-medically necessary abortions, supposedly to promote women's development. So, while these campaigns may claim to be concerned with ensuring population growth, they mostly afford women less control over their own bodies, and promote that a woman's primary role in society is to reproduce. But there's another problem with this fixation on fertility rates. For many US conservative prenatalists, and for authoritarian governments around the world, they are not only concerned with women having more babies, but with the right kind of babies. Declining fertility rates isn't true for every part of the world. According to UN projections, 5 out of the 8 countries that will be responsible for more than half of the increase in global population over the next 3 decades will be in Africa. This means that the continent, which already has the youngest population in the world, will increase its proportion of working-age people by a much faster rate than anywhere else. Which is why population experts are calling for countries in population decline to encourage more immigration, to address this demographic imbalance, and provide for more working-age people who are willing to help with elderly care. However, the opposite is happening. In the US, attitudes towards immigration have become increasingly politicized towards xenophobia. And in Hungary, the president, Viktor Orbán, made the point explicitly.
A magyar ember másként gondolkodik. Nekünk nem számok kellenek, hanem magyar gyerekek.
Birth rates are notoriously hard to change. And whether they are low or high, they are not a problem in and of themselves. Rather, they are perceived as a cause of or contributed to other problems, which allows politicians to represent falling birth rates as an existential threat.
Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, don't forget to subscribe and turn on your notifications so you never miss out on a video. We love hearing from you, so drop us a comment with any thoughts or questions you have, and see you next time.